powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet!
Yeah, and that was Captain Planet, as you hear Reed singing in the back.
That was all
real.
Yeah, actually real covered Captain Planet. Big boss for doing that.
I'm totally going to cover it.
I'll find it now.
Awesome.
So yeah, our first main round was based off of the Captain Planet theme song. Earth, Wind, Water, Fire, Heart. And we had Light and Dark.
And I hope somebody sang about pollution.
Toxic love? Oh.
Wasn't enough.
I don't think anybody did.
That wasn't an option. It's okay.
Still.
Anyway.
They couldn't have sang that Tim Curry song of... what's that?
Toxic Love from...
Toxic Love, right.
Ferngully. Oh, I love that song.
But yeah, so that was our main. You had to sing a song that had any of those elements... or were very dominant in the song lyrics themselves. And we got a good amount. We weren't overloaded with love like I was scared of.
I have no idea what's coming up, so I'm excited.
So, yeah. So, let's go on with the episode.
Who's first?
Up first is...
Captain Planet.
No, he's not a first. Dragon Knight.
Ooh.
The power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change a hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds and rich like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good. Make a wrong one right. Power of love that keeps you home at night. Don't need money, ooh, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love. That's the power of love. First time you feel it, it might make you sad. Next time you feel it, it might make you mad. You'll be glad, baby, when you found that's the power, make the world go round. Don't take money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit cards to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden, it'll be cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. They say that all in love is fair. Yeah, but you don't care. But you know what to do when it gets a hold of you. And with a little help from above, you feel the power of love. Feel the power of love. Ooh, can you feel it? Don't take money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. Tougher than diamonds and stronger than steel. You won't feel nothing till you feel. You feel the power, just feel the power of love. That's the power of love. You feel it, the power of love. You feel the power of love. You feel the power of love.
And that was Dragonite with the Power of Love from Back to the Future. Oh, such a good movie. Dragonite. I love this song, but I'm not sure if it was quite the right pick for you. I think the biggest thing that affected you for this song was the level of energy, because this song is just, it's so, like, exciting and, like, fun. And I feel like you were very much like da 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 da, instead of like putting any kind of like energy or emotion into it. It's so much. It's like the power of love. Da 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 da. And it's just, it's like, yeah. Sorry, I couldn't. But it's so like, I know it was really hard for me to get into it because of that. And this song kind of depends on you grabbing us and hooking us into it, because otherwise, because it does the same thing over and over, it doesn't really do anything interesting. And because you didn't quite hook it, it just kind of fell flat for me.
It was very Robert Palmer. Melly, did you hear what I said? I think our connection's messed up. Melly, did you hear what I said?
No.
Melly?
You're shouting again.
Is it very Robert Palmer for you?
Ugh.
Is that where you're going with that?
No.
Okay. I need to know, since he's the first for a night, how is his levels for you guys? Because for me, the vocals were really loud.
And they were loud for me.
My headphones.
The backtrack was light for me.
Okay. Just a quick side note before I go into my thing. You got to play around with reverb a little bit. I think it'll add to your vocals because they were slightly dry. But your vocals are just so trippy. I kind of get a kick out of them when I hear them. And for me, I just remind myself that, you know, this is sort of your take on it. And it was like hearing Elvis sing Power of Love. And then Barry White.
He should have done an Elvis song.
And then it was like a whole host of people. It started with Elvis, then it was Barry White, then it was Gil Dragon. And then, I would have liked to have seen you play around with the verses a little bit more. And I have this fear that your range is limited and you're trying to play it safe with your range, that you're kind of trying to avoid going higher up because it's a little out of your range. It just had a weird feel for me. And the bridge wasn't quite as good as the rest of the verses. I like the verses better. But I will say the Barry White segment was win. That was really win. I love that. So.
Okay, so now I know which one it was, because I'm like, sounds like either Barry White or Barry Manilow. I can't
or
tell
Gil
which
Dragon.
One it is. Or, yeah. Right off the bat, I felt the balance between the vocals and backtrack a bit jarring for me. The voice was too mellow for a song for my liking. It needed more pep. And just a really weird thing on my notes, I accidentally put voice too milly for a song. I tried to put
Millie.
Mellow.
What? Yeah, okay, I was like, do I sound like Millie?
No, no, no. I will send you a picture of this Millie.
You
not.
Sound like Barry White.
Talk like this.
Nothing but Ned ever starts up again. I want him as a bass. Go on.
Meets Pep. Very man. Very White. We figured that one out. After halfway, I kind of get the interpretation with what he was trying to do, but there was still a style clash. And then that's the power, the part where he repeats, it just didn't sound right. It needs more power at the end, and this goes with Reed's range note, especially with that last note. Should have sounded higher, but it didn't. And overall, kind of started to sound a little linear or monotone for me.
Okay.
Who is up next?
So who do we have next?
Next is Moggy Mog.
Moggy Mog.
I'm going to say your name like that all the time.
Moggy Mog.
whistle down the wind. Let your voices carry, drown out all the rain, light a patch of darkness, treacherous and scary. Howl at the stars, whisper when you're sleepy. I'll be there to hold you, I'll be there to stop the chills and all the weeping. Make it clear and strong, so the whole night long, every signal that you send until the very end, I will not abandon you.
You preparing that voice?
No, I do that voice all the time. Okay. You know what? This is the second time I've heard you in 2 days, and your voice is still really pretty. I actually have this curiosity if you do everything one take, because it always sounds to me like halfway through the song your voice gets tired, and you have a little bit of a harder time getting the notes quite on. But I still like listening to your voice a lot. I didn't actually have a lot to say about this. Yeah, that was really it. I mean, it was very pretty. I enjoyed listening.
So, my turn.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Whistle Down the Wind from the musical Whistle Down the Wind. Okay. So that's out of the way. Yeah. I'm just a little OCD with that. And this might be just me. Was it a little low on the volume for you guys?
No, sorry.
It was all right. All right. Again, very pretty vocals. I really love your tone. At the beginning of the song, some of your lower notes need a bit more support because, like, your higher ones were, like, really pretty. But as the song went on, you started getting more flat notes. and there were parts where you were like really going for it, but the notes weren't getting, they weren't getting there. And then like at 2 minutes, the right there pickup needed more oomph. Yeah. Millie?
Okay. Muggy Mog, when this started, I absolutely, like, I really loved your voice on it. I didn't like the song, but I loved your voice on it.
Millie loves Andrew Lloyd Webber with a passion.
Yeah, almost as much as like, I love other language songs. Passion. Yeah. No, I really like...
Oh, my God, this next.
I really like the tone of your voice. The song choice was, to me, a much better choice than your Immunity song. When you hit... as Reed said, you kind of got to the middle part. You had the sort of improv-ish bit, the right there, oh yeah, kind of thing. That was kind of rough. And then after that, it's kind of like you lost steam. I think your breath support was kind of failing you. And then, as Zell said, you were kind of going flat. But I think, like, the character that you brought to it was exactly right for the song, which was really nice to hear. You didn't, like, overact it, which is really important. So, good job.
Yar.
Who is next?
Up next is... I can't do my machine. I try. up next is Cassidy 92.
Ooh.
Kimi o tsuki ni natte dore kurai tatsu no kana. Kimochi fukurande yuku bakari de kimi wa kono omoi kitsuite iru no kana ichido mo kotoba ni wa shite nai kedo.
And that was Cassidy 92 with Eternal Snow from, bear with me, Full Moon wo Sagashite.
Yes, that sounds right.
Hi.
For personal reasons, I can't stand this song. Sorry, you might know why. Christmas albums. Cassidy, very pretty voice. Very pretty. Your diction was overall pretty good. And... careful that we don't lose you, because sometimes I don't know if it's a mix of thing or it was just my headphones, but I lost you in a few words. And that's all I really have. Millie?
Cassidy, first of all, thank you for providing the lyrics. I couldn't access them as I listened, but thank you for that courtesy. Second, thank you for having such a short song. And so the smattering of English lyrics kind of helped me understand what the song was about. And I think just in general, it was a lovely song choice for her voice. It helped showcase some like your lower range, which is absolutely gorgeous. I love it. Your emotion was so solid. I love the sort of like on some, just a lot of the time you kind of had this pushed sound. It wasn't pushed, like you weren't pushing the notes, but you had just that like that kind of break sound in your voice that highlighted the motion really, really well. And the head voice note at the end was totally gorgeous. I like this a lot.
Hi. I have one word to say.
Pat.
Utsukushi.
Oh, God.
I'm done.
Oh, my God.
That means beautiful in Japanese. How do I know?
Google. Hi. Yes.
Who's next?
Up next? Oh. Up next is... Ooh, yay, Valkyrie Celeste.
Who?
Valk.
That name sounds familiar.
In my soul, love so strong, it takes control. Now we both know the secret's bared, the feeling shown. Driven far apart, a shooting star. And there will come a day somewhere far away. In your arms I'll stay, my only love. Even though you're gone, love will still live on. The feeling is so strong. Come a day somewhere far away. In your arms I'll stay, my only love. You've reached the deepest part of the secret in my heart. You've known it from the start, my only love. There will come a day deepest part of the secret in my heart. You've known it from the start, my only love, my only
Valkyrie Celeste with Zell. What was that song?
My Only Love from Sailor Moon.
I knew you'd know it. Valk, I really, really enjoyed this. Your notes were all there. I thought that your emotion was really awesome. I just love the tone of your voice. I think you sounded awesome on this. Did you get a new mic? Because it sounds way better than like the last thing I remember, like the Quick and the Dead stuff, but or not Quick and the Dead, Expedition, whatever. Yeah, you sounded like excellent on it. I have nothing bad to say.
Valk. Oh, wait, I can't do Valk. I got
Valk! It's so good to see you again, my only love. It's Walter. You remember me, right? Okay.
No, she didn't.
So anyway, what? I have my hearing aids. They're a little broken. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, this was like when the angels can take me now. I'm getting old. It's okay.
All right, I'm going to stop. Other than the weird panning in the backtrack that was making my head spin, going back and forth from one ear to the other, this was phenomenal. There's a thing that I've noticed over the months that I've known you with your vocals. Like, you go through these periods of time where you do a lot of scooping, and then you go through a period of time and you don't. And, like, the pinnacle for you was on the voice, and that all went away, and it's just absolute gorgeous vocals. This was that. This was just, like, that quality for me. You made these nice little hops instead of scooping up to some of the notes that just, you hopped onto it, it landed perfectly, and then there was this beautiful vibrato after it. Just gorgeous to listen to. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Okay, so I promised I wasn't going to be OCD with my backtracks, but the panning on this one was trippy.
I didn't even notice.
That's because you're deaf.
That's true.
really love this vibe. Like, I love the emotion of this because I felt more pain in it than the original. It was, like, more painful and everything. I'm like, oh, poor Valk. And you had some really nice vocal moments, like what Three said, the skits and all that. Those were some really nice moments there.
Like
Ghost Sailor Moon music.
Like butter, darling.
Like butter. I don't know how, but okay.
Like Walt's
Sailor Moon
butt.
Was neither a sailor nor a moon. Discuss.
Anyway. Who's next?
Up next is Lucidity.
Okay, cool.